Well, they're still running a lot of the same stuff they were running with Cap prior. Some of the stuff they've backed off of, but it's still the same offense. So, you know, you need to look at all their games and see what they've done for the entire season. Well, I just look back on the 4 years with the 49ers with really good memories. You know, we had a nice run there, got to a Super Bowl, got to three championship games, won a lot of football games over a four-year period. So I just look back there with a lot of fond memories.
How do you feel about them taking a harder look at you as head coach?
That's their decision and their choice, you know. I have nothing to do with that. No, I just always accept that it's their decision, their team. They do what they want with it.
Does that give you any extra motivation as a I told you so?
No. I mean, we're 5-6, and all I'm thinking about is trying to get to 6-6.
What's the advantage of facing a team where you know the personnel a little more than an average opponent on both sides?
I don't know that it's much of a huge advantage. You know, just things like this happen every week in the NFL. And sometimes I think you can overdo it and try and think you know too much, you know, and it works both ways. You know, obviously there's a couple coaches there still that were with me the past couple 4 years there. So, you know, it works both ways.
How's Purnell look to you?
He's gotten better in the last week or two. You know, his knee seems to have calmed down a little bit and allowed him to play more. You know, he's still not able to play the amount of snaps he was playing earlier in the season, but I think he's getting better. You know, I don't know if it's his knee's getting better or he's learning how to play with it better.
Along those lines, what have you seen out of Willie over the last month as he's played a little bit more and put more space between the injury and the surgery he had last offseason?
Yeah, I see no after effects from his injury now. There was earlier in the season. And I think he's enjoying playing, getting regular snaps in there and playing in our base and our nickel packages. And he's come on and done a nice job.
How do you see that? The regular playing time translate? I mean, is he playing faster?
I think so. I think so. I think that's just natural.
How do you assess the inside nickel linebacker role opposite Shea? It looked like Anderson was flashing early. I know he got banged up. Him versus Cheese, how are they looking?
They're both doing fine. You know, we're trying to play them both. And it depends upon the nature of the game, you know, how much nickel we're playing versus base and trying to get them both in there. And we've been pleased with that rotation. Both. You know, I don't think it can be one way hardcore either way because, you know, you've got a system you've installed and everybody's used to playing. And so naturally the guy coming in has to adapt to the system somewhat. But at the same token, if you know a guy can't do something that you might be asking him to do, you try and shy away from it. So it's a combination. Well, we just wanted to get Ziggy in there, some action. We hadn't seen him in games yet, obviously, since we had gotten him here. You know, Will's, since he hurt his elbow, has affected him some, but we're expecting Will to come back strong and start playing good again. He did all right. You know, he didn't get a ton of snaps, but the snaps he had, he did fine.
What was the big difference in Will Sutton after the injury? Where did you see that affect?
Well, just striking blocks, you know, anytime you got an elbow injury, you know, and you're a defensive lineman and you're striking blocks every play, that can curtail your efficiency a little bit.
When you're relying on rookies like Callahan, Anderson, and also a guy like Krasinski who hasn't been around, do you do anything different in terms of simplifying things, or do you just expect them to be able to stay with the rest of the group?
Both. You know, we can't hold back the whole unit because of somebody's inexperience, but we're also cognizant that these guys need time to develop, and they may not have had the reps that the other guys that have had have been here since the spring. So, combination.
How has that been for you personally when, you know, in the past you've had Pro Bowl defense and players, and now you have guys that left, you don't even know
I haven't adjusted in style or teaching techniques. I think we do a good job, the whole defensive staff, of teaching and getting these guys ready to play. You just have to be cognizant that there may be some things you want to do schematically that the group as a whole, and it may be just because of three or four guys, isn't ready for. So it's always a challenge to hold yourself down as a coach from not inserting things that you know could possibly help from a schematic standpoint, but if you're not ready for, it would end up being a detriment. So we've done a pretty good job of that.
Where's Lamar Houston
improved? He's done a nice job of just playing the run and giving us some good pass rush when he's been called upon, and I think he's feeling more comfortable. Much like Willie coming off the injury, there was this slow development in training camp, et cetera. And I think he's, feeling more comfortable now, and he's getting to play more regularly, and he's done well with it.
What have you thought of the run defense the last couple of weeks?
Say that again?
What have you thought of the run defense the last couple
of weeks? It hasn't been good enough, but we've been able to overcome it.
With all the progress,
I was going to say, anything in particular why you feel like it hadn't been good enough?
It's a little bit of everything. It starts up front. We haven't been consistently good enough up front. We haven't been consistently good enough at the linebacker position. And your secondary is involved in run defense, too, and there's been plays where they haven't been consistent enough. So it's been a little bit of everything, and, we've got to get it rectified.
With all the progress that the defense has made that's now on tape, how important is it to stay a step ahead of your opponents? Is that a consideration?
Well, it's always a consideration, but kind of like what I said a question or two ago, there are things you may want to do that the group or individuals within the group may not be ready for. So, you just keep grinding away with what you're doing.
So, the last one. Sorry. At the beginning of the year, you talked about how much of a challenge it was to kind of work with this defense and where they were the past 2 years. On a personal level, how much have you enjoyed just kind of working with this group and taking on that challenge?
Well, it's been a really good group to work with. They've been very coachable. They are trying extremely hard from a mental standpoint from the meetings and trying to take things from the meetings to the field, learn, been very coachable. And so from that standpoint, it's been enjoyable.